Well, it's the 43rd anniversary of the lunar landing of Apollo 11. I remember it very clearly. It was one of those extraordinarily exciting days in my life. It's funny, you know, here on Audio Boom, not a lot of people probably remember it because for the vast majority of people, you weren't born back then. I know a few of you probably were, but the take-up of most people for this digital technology is such that most of you are too young. But yeah, I was 9 years old on this day, the 21st of July, 1969, and I was heading off to school. I still remember it very clearly. I was walking down the road to catch the bus to school. I was in, if I was 9 years old, I was in year four, wasn't I? So I was walking down the road and I only got partway down the street. It was only a short street to the bus stop and there were other kids coming back up towards us who were very, very excited and they said, "You don't have to go to school today. We've got the day off so that we can watch the lunar landing." And was like, wow. So I remember spinning on my heel and heading home. This was before 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. And I remember racing home and turning on the old black and white TV set, you know, with the old valves. And, you know, it takes about 30 seconds to warm up. And eventually clicked over to one of the television stations. And there was the progress of the lunar landing. And the actual landing happened fairly soon after I turned the TV on. The actual lunar module landed, but the actual stepping out onto the surface of the moon happened quite a bit later, about, from what I vaguely remember, about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I remember for those 3 or so hours being riveted, just staring at this old, grainy, black and white image that we were getting, and just stunned to realise that I was looking at people walking on the moon. And even for a 9-year-old, I got how important this was. Anyway, today I've managed to find a couple of excellent videos, which I'd love to let you see. I've got one of them playing in the background as we speak right now.
Light. The amount of light that reflected off the lunar surface was so high, it wasn't...
There it is there. I'll put the links underneath this audio boo so that you can go and listen to it, watch these videos yourself. One is the actual narration of the descent, landing, running around on the surface, and then their ascent back up to the command module. And it's mixed in with lots of shots of Google Moon, which is just excellent. And I've intercut it with narrations from Buzz Aldrin and a few other bits and pieces. And there's a second video also which shows a point of view shot looking through the window of the lunar module and also of Google Moon as it descends onto the surface, which I actually saw in a presentation that Neil Armstrong did here in Australia last August. Which is available, I think, somewhere. I might see if I can dig up the link to that as well. So they're going to be in the comments underneath this audio boot. But it was an amazing, amazing experience and something that I will never forget, one of the most important, easily remembered things from my childhood, the landing on the moon by Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, with Michael Collins still in orbit. A wonderful, wonderful time. Just remember, it may have been the 20th of July in America, but it was the 21st of July here in Australia. So what date was it on the moon?